Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this half hour, we continue to feature Motown duets. Coming up, three songs by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Billy Preston and Syreeta, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells. Well, although Tammy Terrell began recording in 1961, her solo recordings were eclipsed by her immortal duets with Marvin Gaye. Terrell became involved in show business at an early age. Her mother was an actress, but she nearly gave it up to pursue her education. She was 15 when she was discovered at a talent show, which led to her first recording in 1961. The recording didn't go anywhere, but she kept recording as an individual artist without much success. She married around 1964 and divorced not long after that. Although she failed to make an impression on the pop chart by herself, she was paired with Marvin Gaye for a series of fantastic songs by the writing team and producing team of Ashford & Simpson. Here is one of those great songs, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, right here on Motown Memories.
as he is in so many ways.
I look in the mirror and I'm glad to see laughter in the eyes where tears used to be.
What you've given me, I could never return.
Oh, baby.
'Cause there's so much, girl, I've yet to learn.
Another great Motown memory with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and that reached number 8 from 1968. Before that, Marvin and Tammy with Your Precious Love, number 5 from 67, and we started with another Marvin and Tammy, number 10 tune from 67, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown duets for the rest of this half hour. Well, coming up, Billy Preston and Syreeta had a number 4 sound in 1980 with You I'm Born Again. Well, though keyboardist vocalist Billy Preston had recorded prolifically since he was a teenager, he may be best known for his performances as a sideman for Little Richard, Ray Charles, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones. Well, Preston's family moved to L.A. when he was 2 years old. At age 12, he had a cameo part in a motion picture called St. Louis Blues, playing the composer of W.C. Handy as a child. Well, Little Richard heard him in 1962 and invited him to appear on a European tour. There, backing Little Richard, Preston met Sam Cooke, who signed him to his SAR label, and he also met the Beatles. Well, he played on some of the Beatles records, and some consider him a fifth Beatle. Well, here is Billy Preston and Syreeta with You I'm Born Again, right here on Motown Memories.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you
I'm born again.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none
reaching through this world in need of one,
come show me your kindness. In your arms, I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you? I'm born again.
Lying safe with you, I'm born
me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Give me sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
Woman, don't you know with was half not whole. Instead with none
reaching through this world in need of one. Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find it.
Woman, don't you know with
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Give your loving as warm as mama's oven and a
a Motown memory with Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, I'll Try Something New. That reached number 25 from 1969, and that was a remake of a song that Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had way back in 1962. Before that, we heard from Billy Preston and Sarita with You I'm Born Again, number 4 from 1980. Well, Sarita's last name was Wright, and she was married in the early 1970s to Stevie Wonder and helped him write and produce albums during that period. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown duets for the rest of this entire hour. Well, coming up, a duet from Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, You're a Special Part of Me. Well, in late 1973, Marvin teamed up with Diana Ross and had an album called Diana and Marvin. It produced three fairly successful singles, one we heard the last half hour, which was My Mistake Was to Love You, and also Don't Knock My Love, which reached number 46 from 1974. Well, coming up, You're a Special Part of Me, a number 12 tune from 73. Well, Marvin thought this was one of many projects that Motown forced upon him, and he really didn't enjoy working with Diana. Well, here they are together, right here on Motown Memories.
Continue with Tom Fallon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
every little thing all right. You know you told me there would never be another. And you know you lied. When you lied, you hurt me, baby. When I left and I went away, I didn't know how much I loved you until today. Take me out tonight. Baby, won't you let me get on your good side? If I did that, Marvin, it would hurt my pride. Hey, let me make it up to you if I can. I can't do it, don't you understand? Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? I told you that you done me wrong. Forgive me, baby, please forgive me.
I'll try, but it's gonna take some time.
Hurry up, hurry up. Oh, I lose my mind.
I got a feeling everything is gonna work alright. But you can't take me out tonight.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
A Motown memory with Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells, the first duo that Motown ever had that was successful, and that was What's the Matter with You, Baby, and that reached number 17 from 1964. And we started with Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, You're a Special Part of Me, number 12 from 73. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring Motown duets for this entire hour. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me on Motown Memories, I would love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll see information from your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories. So until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.